Earlonne Woods used to begin the prison podcast Ear Hustle this way.
I've been incarcerated for 21 years, and I'm currently housed here at San Quentin State Prison in California.
Woods cannot say those lines anymore.
California Governor Jerry Brown commuted Woods' sentence last month, saying he had demonstrated his commitment to turning his life around and leaving violence behind.
Now Woods is looking forward to his first Christmas since his release.
Holidays in prison is like you missing out. You know you're missing out on something, you know? For me, I used to use the holiday experience to call my family because I can catch pretty much everybody in the family that I really want to talk to at somebody's house. You only get like 15 minutes to make a collect call, and you're just trying your best to connect. You know, they're just keeping you in the loop as if you were there. Now, when my mother, when she get on the phone, she would spend like maybe 5 minutes praying. And you'd just be sitting there, you'll listen, you ain't gonna interrupt. You know, like, you ain't finna say, "Mama, this call finna end in a minute, you know, can we talk?" No, she got a conversation with the Lord, praying that I have a good day, you know, I get out and, you know, stuff like that. So I think her prayers worked. November 30th, when I was released, the feeling I had when I walked out that gate was like when you see little 7-8-year-old kids doing that floss dance that they be doing. And if I could do the dance, I would have did it. But that's how I felt. That's how I felt walking out that gate. And, oh, man, it was just, it was so, I pretty much appreciated the smell was different. Everything was different. I appreciated it. You know, it was a different space, you know. It wasn't confined. I was in regular clothes that felt great. I had an Ear Hustle t-shirt on, a black one. Nobody has a black one but me. The best thing about being out of prison, it has to be hands down the freedom of choice. In prison, you don't have the freedom of choice. You know, you don't have the freedom to say, "Oh, I'm gonna take a shower 5 times a day if that's what I choose to do. Or I'm gonna go outside and just sit on the porch and watch cars go by. Or like the other day, I cooked my first breakfast." Everybody been cooking for me and taking me out and all that. So I made my first egg, bacon, potatoes. Hey, I hooked this breakfast up, messed up a gang of dishes doing it, but I had the freedom of choice to just sit there and do it. This year, I am going to spend the holidays at my transitional house, kicking back, talking to my family on the phone. I would have flew back to Los Angeles area to hang out with my moms, but when you're fresh out, you have to wait 60 days really before you can travel. And, you know, that's what my parole officer told me the other day. So when my 60 days is up, I will fly back down to the Los Angeles area and I will meet everybody and have fun and just basically enjoy. I can't help but
shine. That's Earlonne Woods, co-host of the podcast Ear Hustle. He says he will keep telling stories about life inside prison, just not as an inmate anymore.